talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS, Daryl Grandy. My favorite half hour of the week is upon us. It is the half hour I, along with the help of the lovely and talented Michelle Conti, get to talk about essentials to estate planning. Michelle Conti, Conti Law, ContiLawPGH.com, of course, the Conti Law Firm. 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239, ContiLawPGH.com. Two physical locations, one in the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike, that is North Fayette, Pennsylvania. That's the original location and the new location, Waynesburg, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. That's a brand new location, roughly about, coming up on a year old, Michelle?
We're getting close to a year.
Now, where do you, obviously you have a great staff, of course, the Conti Law Firm. You'll go to ContiLawPGH.com. You see them right staring and smiling right back at you above the fold on the site. But where do you spend most of your time? Is it pretty much equal?
In North Fayette.
Okay.
No, I'm here because I hate to say this, it's close to my house.
No, Ryan, I know you live in the area too, but that's
right.
Offline stuff. But I know you live in the area.
Yeah, so I'm in North Fayette, and then I do go to Waynesburg occasionally.
Sure.
I have people who will request my presence. And then
it's on the billboard.
Primarily is the other attorneys in the Waynesburg office.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it works out nicely.
And they both have a kitchen table, so that works out
they
nicely.
They both have a kitchen table, although, it's not my grandma's original, so.
Is that what it is in the way the North Fayette office?
We don't have it. We used to have it in our conference room.
Oh.
Was the original.
Oh, wow.
When I first started out, because, I was a poor, struggling
right.
solo practitioner. So
right.
I used what I could get.
It's symbolic, but it's also a table. Right.
Correct. It was a table. It served its purpose. And then when we moved to the new location, now we have multiple conference rooms. So we actually use that as our lunch table in our kitchen.
Aww.
And then we have our normal conference room tables now.
Very nice. So good stuff there. Again, two locations, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette and the Waynesburg location. I'll be coming out there. We're working out some back-end machinations for me to come out there and do some shows from there with you and maybe your staff, too. Get some of your staff on board, too, just to talk about what's going on at Conti Law. And it sounds like it is a lot going on at Conti Law based on what you and I are talking about before we started rolling here. How are things going over there?
They're going great. I have no complaints. We need more staff.
Sure.
Which is a good problem to have, which we are in the process, hopefully bringing two new members on.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
That will be incredible.
Sure.
But we've grown to the point, and I hate, and this is my fault.
Right.
I have friends who are attorneys who say, well, you take on too much. Tell them that you can't handle their case.
Sure.
And I'm a bleeding heart. I feel bad. I normally... We were talking about Fridays and how
sure.
Fridays are normally my days to play catch up and all of that. And I have, multiple meetings on the, upcoming Fridays that I normally wouldn't have because,
sure.
When a loved one dies, you don't want to leave their family in a lurch. You
right.
don't want to say, well, I can't help you.
right.
So we're busy. We're busy. It's good.
And no
complaints.
And I gotta think that is something that is. You talked about it. It is a struggle. We can be light about it, but it is a struggle, right? I mean, it can be a struggle because yes, it's good business to be as open as you can, have everything, but you also want to, as a human, want to help us maybe put your expertise, your knowledge, your guidance, your experience to work for people. It's a tagline, but it's also what you, Michelle Conti, human being I know and know well. Want to do for other people. It's just you want to help them. That's your nature.
Correct. And we try. And
sure, right.
I'm very transparent with my clients. I had somebody who came in this past week who I would love to help them.
Right.
It sounds like an incredible matter that all normal people would like to have. There's,
sure.
There's an estate. The guy's still alive. Dad's still alive. He lives out of state. He did very well for himself. He's worth $50 million. And,
oh, okay. Yes, that's pretty well.
The son has done really well for himself, too, and came in and said, we need to strategize and figure out how to do this. And what I can help him, I'd love to help him. It's like a puzzle. How do we figure this out? But I said, there's no way this is going to be done in the next, if you're looking for the next 3-4 weeks, this is not going to, you have to go somewhere else.
Sure, right,
because
right.
Because there's only so many of us, and I'm very loyal. I'm loyal to my clients from day one that, you know, if they're scheduled, I'm not going to bump them because a better opportunity came along. So I was very honest and said, you know, we can help you, but maybe in mid-January.
As a layman, as a non-lawyer, I have a friend who does immigration law downtown. And she told me one time, and again, this is coming from the point of view of a non-lawyer myself, that, and I was fascinated by the definition of what an attorney is from her point of view. And it was basically, if you liked homework in school, this is it's the profession for you.
Correct.
You feel the same thing?
I do. And, you know, I think about why I do this. My kids actually asked me. So I still have the two 11-year-olds, haven't gotten rid of them.
Okay.
But
Thanksgiving didn't do it for you. We're good.
Well, they're still here. I tell them all the time. If they want, I can try to find, I don't know.
That you had to
home for them.
That you had to mention that as an option just speaks of the situation
right.
at hand.
They're still here, everybody. I didn't get rid of them yet.
If the Pirates could trade their pitcher this week, then you can sure make a deal for your kids, I'm sure.
That's right. But my daughter asked me, why do you work so hard? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, and I am. I'm a hard worker.
Right.
I
and they see it. They see it.
They see it. And I've always had the attitude, no matter, you know, I came from, I won't say humble, because we did okay. Well, we did. My parents did okay. I didn't do anything. I just hung around. But my parents' job and what they told me was, we work hard so you don't have to work as hard. And now my parents laugh because they say, you work for as hard as 12 people.
Right.
You know, but there are days like, and this is going to be happening right now, where it's a Friday night, I'll be there until 9 o'clock at night, or a Saturday, I'll be there for 12 hours.
Sure.
Now that's not all the time.
Right.
That was the point of creating my own practice, so I didn't work as hard, but that's laughable because I worked 10 times harder.
Well, right.
But
best laid plans.
My kids had a legit question and said, you have staff. Why are you always gone? Why are you there? And when I was very honest and transparent and said, now, remember when Grammy so-and-so passed away and how upset the whole family was?
Right.
That's what we try to help so that they're not so upset, so they don't have to try to figure out the law while they're grieving.
Sure.
So they don't have to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. And I don't want them to be taken advantage of. I'm not saying that all attorneys are bad, but there are some that aren't as good as others.
Right. That's the nature of any population. You're going to have that in any industry population.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. So, you know, I do, when I say, and you've said it, you know, on here how many times, they try to treat their clients like family, and I really do. I mean, so, you know, those questions pop up from the kids. You know, why are you there all the time? But I'm there so things get done and they get done right.
Exactly. And that's the name of the game at the Conti Law Firm, contilawpgh.com. That's the website. Once again, 724-784-0239. And again, two locations, one in North Fayette, 7880 Steubenville Pike, and one in Waynesburg, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. Just look for the kitchen table. So what other things as we head in the month of December are people sort of focusing on and getting their ducks in a row for the end of the year? How impactful, I'm just spitballing here, how impactful are the holidays when it comes to decisions that are made for the family and for these sort of things? Is the air quotes concept of peace of mind when it comes to estate planning a gift that people can give to their loved ones for the holiday season?
Absolutely, and they do. I always say, you know, from, let's say, Halloween until February, we see an uptick, and I've told you this before, an uptick in estate administration, settling estates of people who have died. But we also see an increase in the planning aspect. I can't tell you, you know, again, these are not bad problems to have, but the amount of clients coming in and retaining us it increases. It's incredible. But I think it's because they realize they've put it off for so long. Now is better than, you know, any time to get it done. So we do. And some people get very irritated. You know, we take off. I always have done this, and I will always continue to do this. You know, when my kids are off from school, I do want to enjoy them. And so we close for about a week and a half. In between Christmas and the New Year. And some people don't like that, but that's my time with my family.
Right.
Now, if there's emergencies, you know, of course I'll be in the office. But we see so many more people who I think, you know, I had actually three clients this week who I met with back early 2025 who said, all right, it's the end of the year. This is our New Year's resolution. We're going to get it done finally.
Sure, and right, right.
We do. We see that a lot.
At the end of the year, right.
Where people, or if they experience a death or a parent right. becomes ill unexpectedly, and it really makes them think, maybe I should do this for my family.
Sure. Now, do you in your role, in your experience, do you actually find, as much as you try, we talk about best laid plans, as much as you try to work with people when it comes to the planning and the steps needed for planning and the process of estate planning, no matter the case, no matter the ages, no matter the relations, et cetera, the process is the process. You have an estate, you have an executor, et cetera. Do you ever find often at any sustainable level that the mood, the temperature, the vibe kind of changes once the actual passing happens? As much as you prepare for it, as much as you prepare the process for it, when the actual passing happens, do you ever find certain cases in your caseload where just things sort of just get changed, get weird, get different, get, okay, you know, I knew ABC was coming, but now we're seeing X, Y, and Z for whatever the reason, because death does that to some people?
I'll go to my grave saying that death makes people do crazy things.
Sure, right.
That's crazy, stay crazy.
It's a good place to go if you're going to say that.
it's fascinating. So, yes, the answer to the question, of course we see that.
Sure.
But it's always surprising to me, and I shouldn't be surprised at this point, right. But it's always surprising to me who's acting crazy.
Yes.
Or who's saying things. You know, I've talked about this case that we have, and we've had it for quite some time, that, you know, there are relationships that are created during childhood that I swear that rivalry or the hatred or the jealousy doesn't go away.
Right.
And maybe it's placated, maybe it's hidden for mom and dad, so it's not as bad. But once they pass, you see a whole nother side of somebody.
And sure, sure.
We have some folks, this is the case I laugh about a lot, where they're fighting over and threatening to go to court. And I laugh because anytime you go to court, maybe an attorney needs to just say this. They don't understand. But anytime you go to court, it's really expensive.
Sure. Yes, it is.
You know, it takes a lot of time and it can be really expensive. So, you know, they're fighting over items, tangible items that are not valuable.
Right.
We had an argument with clients or siblings of my client. They're fighting over dollar store Christmas tree ornaments.
Oh, my God.
And that's not a joke.
Oh, my God.
And my client is aware of the cost. I don't know if the other party is aware, if their attorney hasn't told them.
Right.
And I, of course, try to amicably speak with them and say, look, do you know how much this is going to cost?
Sure.
If you want the Christmas ornaments, take them. They're probably worth $5, $10.
Right.
But that one wasn't, you know, that didn't blow my mind. But there are other cases where everybody gets along and then something shifts.
Sure.
And now, you know, Johnny's stealing all the money. And it's really hard. I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Right.
There's always ways around it. But it's really hard if you're appointed as an executor or administrator and you're working with an attorney, it's hard to steal the money.
It is. Yes,
it is, because there's so many checks and balances, and the attorney's job, my job, is to make sure I get the receipts and I get the statements and I get proof of what's actually coming in and out of the accounts and
right.
why it's going in and out. So it always blows my mind when somebody says, well, you know, he's stealing all this money. Well, unless he's doing something that I can't figure out, more than likely, he's not.
No.
But it's just that attitude. Now, of course, then there's some families that are perfect and they all love each other and they don't care.
Right.
You know, give it all away, do whatever. But there's always the handful that, you know, kind of shock me. Say, really, this is what we're fighting about?
In the case of the dollar store ornaments. Is there an attempt on anybody's part to ascribe some degree of sentimental value to it that may sort of try to factor in? I mean, it doesn't factor in the real world value. A dollar store ornament is a dollar store ornament, but in terms of like sentimental value or that sort of thing, I mean, can that be something that can be ascertained or mucked with in terms of, you know, valuation of an estate?
It can be, and they try. We had one. Now, this was years ago.
Sure.
I never met the lady who passed, but she had three kids. And, of course, it's her daughter who was an attorney out of California who was fighting us on this. And all that went through the estate was a car, and it was a vehicle so old Kelley Blue Book didn't even exist yet.
Wow.
So that's how we get the valuation.
Right.
It's not being sold. We use Kelley Blue Book. And I remember, so Kelley Blue Book didn't exist. And, of course, my client's this little older lady. She needed her handheld. We were in Moon at the time, and she couldn't get a value for the car.
Oh.
And I said, well, let's go up and down University Boulevard. I know some of the people who work there. We'll see if we can get a valuation. And two of them are like $100.
Sure.
And one guy said, I'll give you nothing, and I'll split what I scrap it for you. And then... I think the most we got offered was like $200. So that's okay. The value I used.
Right.
And, of course, she sued the estate. We had to go to court. And she wanted it valued at like $8,000 or $10,000, something ridiculous. And, you know, she was an attorney. She knew better.
Sure.
So we do have people. Now, there was no sentimental to this Buick. Right. I'll never forget. It was a Buick LeSabre. My argument was the tires are worth more than the car.
Sure.
And my client bought the tires to put on the car. So after she died. So, but that there was no sentimental value there. But
no.
There are items, you know, grandma dies. I want this little tchotchke.
Oh, sure.
I had a staff member tell us a story about her when her grandma died. It was always known that this granddaughter got this, this other grandchild got this, and the rest, you know, she didn't care. It went to the kids. And, of course, grandma died, and everybody knew this. It was not written down. But they came in, one of the kids came in and said, nope, you're just a grandchild. That's my mother. I'm taking it.
Oh.
And it was like a vase that was made in kindergarten class from that grandchild. Like, it was ridiculous.
Sure.
There's sentimental value there. But people do crazy things, and maybe it's against their nature or character that you would think. But we see the most... ridiculous at times.
I can imagine. I can absolutely imagine just the case, the stories that come. I mean, every case is a story. I mean, that's the nature of the cases. I mean, it's a case study. It's the stories that have to come through your pike are they have to be amazing, because I mean, I know my own family and I know other people's own families, and that's dynamic. And you know, I'm blessed with a relatively normal, sane family in terms of that dynamic. But I can only imagine having seen examples of families that are more out there. Just the wide swath of families and family dynamics that come through your doors, either of them.
Right. It is. And some are great, like I said. I mean, my clients, I love my clients, most of them. But then there's other ones that, you know, I think that the joy they get in life is to make their siblings' lives a living hell.
Oh, sure. As is the case growing up, right? I mean, there's different ways to give people a wedgie throughout the years, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So.
And it's always funny because, you know, I'll tell my parents, you know, when I see them, they'll say, oh, what craziness has happened today? And we'll talk about it. And my mom makes me laugh because she'll say, I'll haunt you and your brother if you do this. And I say, well, I get
it. Yeah, right.
I get it. But I, you know, but most often it's smooth sailing.
Sure.
You know, they get along. They're grieving the loss of their loved one. And they just want to, you know. Move on. Continue on with life.
Indeed is the best way to be able to handle that sort of thing here. The Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Once again, Essentials of Estate Planning, Daryl Grandy, Michelle Conte, ContiLawPGH.com. That is the website, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. Again, two physical locations. One, North Fayette, 7880 Steubenville Pike, and the new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg. That is Suite 104. So a lot of great stuff on the table as we head into the holiday season and we head into the new year as well. So you're still out and about giving presentations as well, in addition to the busy caseload you have at the office. You're still out and about. Should people out there listening want to include you in the group situation where maybe you can give high-level pointers to groups about we've talked about some of the presentations you've made in the past. Those are still on the table as well?
They are. We don't do as many towards the end of the year.
No, because you're wrapping up.
Right. But I think I have one or two left
sure.
for December.
But as people are starting to plan, as people starting to plan for 2026 and some of the events and things on their dockets for various groups out there, a great option would be to have the Conti Law Firm professionals come out to your location or in listener land, that location, and check it out from there.
Yeah, and we welcome that opportunity. I think that's one of the nicest parts about my job is the people I get to meet.
Right,
and
right.
And the stories that they have, you know, that I have people, my staff tells me you talk too much. and that could be very well true, but I enjoy hearing, especially the older folks who, right. you know, they've lived such an amazing life, to hear where they've come from and what they've gone through and what their life was like. You know, it's a story. It's learning why we're doing what we're doing for them why it matters.
And it builds on it. It builds. It's iterative, right? Not just their own individual stories, but the stories that you gather from these people, you can use in your own bank of tricks, as it were, when it comes to how you handle future caseloads moving forward. The precedent exists for a reason. And precedents are established, the cases are established, and you're able to go back in your memory bank and go back to certain cases and see how this case from a couple years ago can apply to this case right here.
Right. Absolutely. And I think people learn a great deal from stories.
Sure.
So I'm known when I give my presentations, it's going to be a story.
Sure.
And in it, I think that they can understand it, they grasp it better, and it just makes more sense.
Right.
That this could happen to you. Hopefully it doesn't. And some of them, they're not all bad stories, not
sure.
horror stories. Some of them are uplifting, but most of the time it's try to avoid this. Don't be like this. This family.
When people ask you questions, and they'll ask you questions about their individual situations, either these group settings or they call or they go to the website contilawpgh.com or they call 724-784-0239. When they ask questions of you, of their situations, do they oftentimes find themselves, I know you and I have talked about on the air, that the law wasn't necessarily based on common sense per se. Do they ask you questions about why the laws are what they are in terms of, not you can't fight City Hall, but in terms of some person right. asking you why the law is what the law is, if it's something like that. It's one thing for you and your experience to have a question of the law, but does this a random person who reaches out to you for their needs and their family's needs have a question ever about why a certain law or a certain provision is how it is or how it's laid out?
Sure, we'll get those questions, and if I know the answer, then I'll gladly
answer
them. But most often, I have no idea.
Right.
Why did they rule this way? I have no idea.
Sure. But a lot of great stuff happening here as we wrap things up here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. This is, once again, Essentials of Estate Planning. We talk every Saturday afternoon about Essentials of Estate Planning. It's an important conversation. It's a conversation worth having. Is it the easiest conversation in the world? No. No, it is not. But is it one of the most necessary you'll have with your family, either the generation ahead of you or the generation behind you, or however it or your own household? It's also very important in your own household, maybe independent of, as you circle the wagons in your own household and come up with a game plan of how this is going to play moving forward. All these conversations are important, and Conti Law, the Conti Law Firm, ContiLawPGH.com, Michelle Conti and her staff are there to help you along every step of the way. And correct me if I'm wrong, I do mean literally every step, right, from stem to stern. You guys will be there in some capacity.
We will, for better or worse. Some people like it, some people don't.
Yeah,
they're stuck with me. I hate to say a marriage, but
it's a partnership.
This process may take a year, may take a year and a half, and we'll be there.
It's a partnership.
In one form or another.
You are in the corner of your clientele, and that's what this is about. You will, as attorneys, as a law firm, you will fight for your clientele because that's what attorneys do. They fight for their clientele, and any question there or issue or strife that comes up in the clientele process, you'll be there. You're part of that team. You're part of that toolbox, as they were, as they navigate a very, very, very challenging part, oftentimes multiple times in their lives.
Right. Yeah. That's what I pride myself in,
sure.
my staff, that, you might be having a bad day and
right.
they might have asked the same question six times, but that's our job. They have no clue what's going on, and we do. And so we're here to, answer the questions. We're here to navigate the process. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. So yeah, that's what our job is.
Indeed it is. This is the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Let's wrap things up here on Essentials of Estate Planning. Daryl Grand and Michelle Conte here, just talking about the law and family law and the things that happen, the things that need to happen, the things that should happen to ensure that this process, and it is quite the process, can be as smooth as possible, as complication-free as possible. But that's what Michelle does. That's her stock in trade, as it were, and that's what we talk about every week. And we're going to be wrapping things up here. We've got more talking to do in the weeks and months to come here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Any final words for the audience as you wrap things up here on this this very episode?
Just enjoy life.
Yes.
Right? I mean, we don't know if we're promised tomorrow or not.
Right.
Enjoy it. Love your family. Spend time with them.
Yeah.
And don't fight over Christmas ornaments.
Right. Don't do that. Don't make that a fight. They say pick your battles. Ensure that Christmas ornaments are not one of those that you pick. But all good. That's Talking Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. We'll see you right back here in 7 days. Essentials of Estate Planning. Again, ContiLawPGH.com, 724-784-0239. And again, two locations, North Fayette, 7880 Steubenville Pike, and the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. We'll see you back here in 7 days.